Son of Squid, Parabay, Mishnah Aleph. Yedir, Tatuma, Stayim, Shehen, Arba. There are four cases altogether of Tumas Migdash and Kedusha, in which somebody would enter the Beit HaMikdash in the status of Tumah or eat Basar Kodesh in the status of Tumah unintentionally. Two cases are mentioned explicitly in the Torah. There's another two cases, although they aren't mentioned explicitly in the Torah, the Chachamim learned it out. In all four cases, there would be a Chi of Korban, of Korban Ola V'Yorin. Nitma V'Yorah V'Nelma V'Mina Tumah V'Zachar Esa Kodesh. The first case is where somebody became Tummy. He knew he was Tummy, but it slipped his mind afterwards that he was Tummy, and he went ahead and ate Basar Kodesh, Basar Korban. He knew it was Basar Kodesh, but since he did not remember that he was Tummy, he went ahead and ate it. This case is mentioned explicitly in the Torah. The second case is Nela Mimina HaKodesh B'Zachar Esa Tumah. Somebody became Tummy and ate Basar Kodesh without realizing that it was Basar Kodesh. Although he remembered he was Tummy, he went ahead and ate it anyway since he didn't know it was Basar Kodesh. And afterwards, he realized he did not bear it. This is not mentioned, but first in the Torah, the Chachamim learned it out. This is the second case of Tumas Migdash and Kedusha. Nelmu Mimena Zeh Zeh B'Achor Esa Kodesh B'Lo Yara. Umisha Achor Yara Harei Zeh B'Ola V'Yorin. Somebody who was Tummy and ate Basar Kodesh, he did not remember he was Tummy, and he also didn't realize what he was eating was Basar Kodesh, and only afterwards he realized that he did not vary, he would bring a Korban Olo V'Yorin. Now, this case is not included in the four cases, but the Mishnah is telling us that in this case also, there would be a Chi of Korban Olo V'Yorin. A Korban Olo V'Yorin is a Korban where an usher, a wealthy person, would bring a Chatas Behema, while an Ani, a impoverished person, would bring a chatas ha'of, he wouldn't have to bring the behema, while somebody who is very, very poor wouldn't even have to bring an oaf. Instead, he would bring an asir se'efa for a mincha. Nitma v'yada v'nelma v'menu tuma v'zachar et amigdash. The third case is somebody who became tummy and he knew he was tummy, but then it slipped his mind temporarily that he was tummy and he entered the Beit HaMikdash in a state of tuma. This would be the third case in which there would be a chi of korban. The fourth case is Nela Mimenu Migdash V'Zachar Esa Tumah. Somebody was tummy and remembered that he was tummy, just he did not realize that he was entering the Beit HaMikdash. Nelmu Mimenu Zeh V'Zeh V'Nichmas L'Migdash V'Lo Yoda U'Mishayata Yoda Harei Zeh V'Ola V'Yorin. So too, somebody who became tummy and forgot that he was tummy, and he also did not realize that he was entering the Beit HaMikdash, and only afterwards he realized that he did not bear, he would bring a Korban Olo V'Yorin. This last case is not included in the four cases, just the Mishnah is telling us in this case also, where he forgot he was Tummy, and he also did not realize that he was entering the Beit HaMikdash, he would bring a Korban Olo V'Yorin. Mesechus Shavuot, Parak Beis, Mishnah Beis, Echad HaNichnas L'Hazara, V'Echad HaNichnas L'Tosefes Hazara. We saw in the previous Mishnah that somebody who entered the Hazara state of Tumah would bring a Korban Olo V'Yorin. This would be true whether he entered the actual Azara or even if he entered the extension to the Azara. If the Azara was added onto, like in the time of Yehoshafat HaMelech, that the Azara was extended and added onto, the Tosefet HaZara has Kedusha, just like the Azara itself. The reason being, She'ein Mosifin Ala'ir Bal Azaros, we cannot extend the city of Yerushalayim or the Azara, the Beit HaMikdash, Ela B'Melech B'Navi V'Urim V'Tumim U'V'Sanhedrin Sholshivim V'Echad. Unless it's agreed upon by the Melech and the Navi, and the Urim V'Tumim are consulted, and the Sanhedrin Hagadol of 71 Dayanim are also consulted and agreed to add on to the Azara or Yerushalayim, only then do we extend the Azara or Yerushalayim, U'V'Shtei Todos U'V'Shir. And when they decide to add on to Yerushalayim, two Todos, two Korban Todos, would be brought together with the bread that are brought together with Todos, and then two Lacham and two bread. When the Korban Todah would be carried around the new border of Yerushalayim, they would be accompanied by Levim together with their musical instruments, and they would sing Arumimcha Hashem Ki Dilisani. That's the capital of Tehillim. Ubezdin Mahalchin Ustei Todos Acharem. Bezdin would walk around the new border of Yerushalayim, and there would be two people following them carrying two breads from the Korban Todos that were brought, the Chol Yisrael Acharem, and Klai Yisrael would follow after them. Ha'pnimis nechelas b'chitona nisrepet. The two breads that were carried around the new border, the bread that was carried on the inside, would be eaten after they finished walking around the new border, while the bread that is carried on the outside would be burnt. There's no real reason for that. This is the mitzvah Hanavi. The Navi tells us to do it in this way. Anytime the azara is added on to without the agreement of all the people mentioned before, without the agreement of the Melech, the Navi, the Sanhedrin of 71, and without consulting the Urim, the Tumim, if they added on to the azara without that, then somebody who entered the seventh azara in the state of Tumah would not be chayav a korban olah biyareh.